with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention. When behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Birthdays are always a great time for celebration, and as we celebrate the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we can ponder not only the extraordinary joy that would have percolated in the hearts of Joachim and Anne after a long period of childlessness, we can also look at the joy that would have been present in heaven as God the Father looked at the one he had predestined to conform to the image of his Son, who would eventually take his human form from hers. We can look at the joy of the eternal Word, who about 14 years later would come into this world from her who was coming into the world that day. Look at the joy of the Holy Spirit, who was already abiding in her for the previous 9 months from the first instant of her existence. Because she who would be born of Hannah, or Anne, which means grace, was born full of grace. It's an extraordinary means of celebration as we ponder those elements of the joy not only of this holy couple on earth, but of the Blessed Trinity in heaven. But as we know from today's first reading from St. Paul, Mary was born with a purpose. It says that God calls according to his purpose. And Mary's purpose was to be inserted into the mission of her son. Her whole life would be conformed to his. And so, when we look at Mary's birth, we need to keep in mind Christ. This is not only to avoid every accusation of Mariolatry from Bible-thumping Protestants who think that we put Mary as the fourth person of the Blessed Trinity. But it's also to understand the meaning of her life, and in her life, the perfect disciple, more and more to understand our own. That as we look at our birth, we likewise recognize we have been born with a purpose. It's a purpose to be conformed to the image of God the Father's Son, to become other Christs, to become even priest Christ himself during the celebration of the sacrament. And in order to grow in this image, Mary would like a birthday present from us. What can we give her? Doubtless pleases her very much that we've come here to pray this Mass, so that we're able to receive the one for whom she was born. But the great way that Christians throughout the centuries have pleased Mary has been to allow her to mother us precisely in that holy conformation, to allow her to become what she was for St. John and take her more deeply into our life. The way we've done that is through consecration of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And what a great birthday present it would be for us today to renew that consecration, as we continue to celebrate throughout this week, an extraordinary week in liturgical history, the only real Mother Teresa week we'll ever have, beginning with her canonization on Sunday, her feast on Monday, the 70th anniversary of her call within a call this Saturday. For us here in New York, and especially for me, two huge events at the United Nations on Mother Teresa. It's an opportunity for us to learn from her a little bit about how to love Mary as is fitting, and how to consecrate ourselves to her fully, so that Mary might have a full, free hand in us, and we might learn from her how lovingly to trust the Lord, totally to surrender to Him, and to do so with cheerfulness. Early this morning, I pulled up some of the internal publications that those who have the privilege to preach Tridua and missions to the Missionaries of Charity have access to. Just look at what she was saying about this consecration of Mary and how important it is. On this feast day, as we can renew our consecration, let's listen to the way that she would live hers. What is consecration, she asked. In a word, consecration can be summarized in this way. It's the resolution always to remain in Mary's heart, in prayer and our apostolate, without attachments or worries, in prayer of heart and docility of will, so that in our prayer we remain in her heart. What a beautiful image that is, to do our mental prayer in Mary's heart, to do the Liturgy of the Hours in Mary's heart, to pray the Mass in Mary's heart, prayerfully to prepare for the Sacrament of Confession in Mary's heart, to do our morning offering, and to do our examination of conscience at the end of the day in Mary's heart. And then to do our entire work enveloped in that same maternal love. It changes everything when we begin to live out the reality of the consecration, which isn't just an act, it's a way of life. Mother goes on, to the extent that we are in her and of her, we will be in and of Jesus, and He living in us. To the extent that she's united to us, living and praying, serving and consoling, channeling the living waters of the Spirit of love, we will fulfill our task. It's a lot there to parse. To the extent that we are in her and of her, we recognize in a sense that by faith we flow from her. Because she is the mother of the source of all grace, she is a mediatrix. So that we're of her to the extent that there's anything that's good by grace. We will be in and of Jesus and He living in us, that we can, in a sense, through her, umbilically attach ourselves to her Son. To the extent that she is united to us, living and praying, she wants to live and pray in us. She wants to serve and console us. More than anything else, she wants to channel the living waters of the Spirit that constantly overshadowed her and welled up from within her. And if we do that, we have every confidence we will fulfill our task. Because when we have that interior piping, so to speak, it leads us constantly to say, Fiat voluntas tua secundum voluntatem tuum. Let it be done to me according to your word. Your will be done. Mother went on in a beautiful section, as you'll see in so many of what she does. She makes it extraordinarily practical for her sisters so that they would be able to live in her own consecration. And she pulled out of a consecration to Mary various elements. The first is it means total confidence in Mary, in her role and her power in our life, with the conviction that together with her, and only with her, we can and will fulfill our vocation and reach the holiness to which we are called. Total confidence that if we allow her a free hand, that she will make us saints. Because that's why she's constantly interceding for us before her Son. That we start there in a total confidence in what she wants to do as our loving mother. second element of the consecration is presence, St. Teresa of Calcutta said. That we recognize that she's intentionally ever present, constantly seeking that we open up our life to the power of God as she did, so that we might be and our day might be full of grace. Mother says this consciousness of her presence is a realization beyond doubt that she's always with us, always hearing us, and that her loving gaze ever penetrates our soul. That she never ceases to be there for us, we can always count on her. How that fills us with hope. Third criterion, she says, is an absolute trust in her. That all she's doing in our life at the present moment and in all that concerns the future, she will be acting for our good. And we expect everything from her at all times in every situation, knowing that all has been prearranged by her for our good. But she's not just praying for the grace of this moment. She's praying for all the graces that we're going to need to fulfill our mission in this world. That leads to an abandonment, which we hand ourselves and our future over to her. That we're not trying to be in control. That we allow her, with her wisdom as the seat of wisdom, to help us follow her son. From that, there's a constant self-giving that comes, in which we recapitulate the mystery of the visitation. And with her, seek to take her son to others. There's a conscious entering of her heart, not just once, but constantly, in which we're bringing everything that occurs to us over the course of the day to her and talking it out like the most beloved child does with the nearest mother. And the last two parts of the consecration that Mother elencates is that we share Mary's prayer, which doesn't mean that she shares ours, but that we share hers. And we turn to her and we say, Mother, I'm praying for whatever you're praying for right now, for me or for others. I offer up this hour work. I offer up this hardship. I offer up this difficulty, the sickness, for whatever you're praying for, that we enter into what she is asking God. And then the last is that we share her mission and not just give her permission to share ours. We ponder what the purpose for life is. The purpose of that life was constantly to bear forth Christ, to be that God-bearer. And we want to help her advance that mission, which is one of the reasons why we try to spread devotion to her and help others consecrate themselves to her by this same means. Today there's no greater gift that we could give Mary to celebrate her birthday than the gift she'd really want. It's not just a few extra Marian hymns, however beautifully sung, however lovingly offered. It's not just that we wear blue habits or vestments. It's not even that we'll pray an extra decade of the rosary or other Marian prayers. She deserves our all because she gave all. She constantly gives all. And we do that through consecration. Next year, as you know, sisters, will be celebrating the centenary of the appearance of Our Lady in Fatima. It was there, after showing the three Pastorinos the visions of hell, of the march of atheistic communism, and of the sufferings of the church in a century of martyrs, that she gave the solution to all of these ills, which all flow from sins. And that solution was consecration of her Immaculate Heart, which the future Pope Benedict said in 2000 is stronger than all the bullets and arsenals throughout the world. Mary wants to make us strong in that same way. And how pleased she would be if today we consecrate ourselves to her strength in the Lord. And the greatest way we renew that consecration is here at Mass. It's the reason why when we make Marian consecrations, we do it in the context of the Mass. Because in consecrating ourselves to her, we enter into her consecration within her Son's consecration, which happens live here every time the consecration is echoed. This great consecration of Jesus from the upper room, in which he said, "I consecrate myself for them, Father, so that they might be consecrated in the truth." This is where Mary constantly seeks to lead us. The Mass is that time in which we, hearing the Word of God, are able to ask through her intercession that our whole life might develop according to that Word. It's here when we receive the form of the invisible God under the humble appearances of bread and wine that it is possible for us from the inside on out, like Mary, to conform ourselves to that Word. And then, from the Mass, just like Mary from the Annunciation, we are able to take this great gift out to the world. Our Amen is the perpetual echo of her fiat. Today, as we come forward on our birthday, as we thank her for her maternal love, as we enter into God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit's joy at her birth, and that great, great memory, we recall her purpose and our purpose to conform ourselves to the blessed fruit of her womb, and then through that confirmation to live truly fruitful lives. If we do this, then we will fulfill our task, and Mary will bring us to that place where she and Saint Teresa of Calcutta and all the saints celebrate today and always. Praise be Jesus Christ.
Now and forever.